Many thanks to Dr. Thomas Tam, and many thanks to Asian American Research Institute for inviting me again. And thank you for the introduction by Dr. Peter Kwong. Thanks for coming. I would primarily talk about my experiences tonight. Some regarding screenplay writing, some regarding fiction writing. I'm not sure I could inspire anyone anything valuable on the two subjects, but I do wish it would be entertaining. First of all, let me reintroduce myself a bit. I was born a Chinese at a village in the southern part of mainland China. But I grew up in Hong Kong and went to elementary school and part of my high school there. However, my college education was here in the United States of America. My major was history, and I studied Chinese history for my master. But that was taught in English, and my history teacher was an American. I mean, he was a non-Chinese. So I studied Chinese history from an American who used English materials. That was normal, because it was at the university in the United States. As a result, I read a lot of materials, both in English and in Chinese. And because of that, my screenplays and my novels are Chinese history related. I took a newspaper job, as Dr. Kwong mentioned that, after my graduation. That was a Chinese newspaper published in New York Chinatown. We used English material and turned the news into Chinese. It was not a bilingual newspaper, but the staff had to work bilingually. I was a journalist for 10 years. Then I became a screenplay writer. Yet, it was not in America. It was in Hong Kong, then a British colony. So my entire experience as a screenplay writer was mainly in Asia. I have been to Taiwan and mainland China, and my screenplays were all in Chinese. They were filmed in Asia, and the directors and the movie stars are also Chinese. I started out by working with the film director, Xu Hao, Cui Hak in Cantonese. Xu Hao has his own studio. It is called the Film Workshop, and it is still operating in Hong Kong. I did quite a number of screenplays for his studio. However, they were not all filmed, and it was normal. Some of those screenplays originally planned for filming, but stopped somewhere along the line of their production. Each had different reasons. For one, could not find someone willing to invest was one reason. For another, could not get a particular star to commit to play the same role for a sequel was another. That had been other reasons too. Anyhow, some did luckily being filmed. Among them, there were a series of a martial arts film called once upon a time in China. I did participate in the creation of them from 1 to 4. I was credited for 3 of them, not all of them, 3 of them. It was all under a subtitle of Wang Fei Hong, Wang Fei Hong, naming after the true name of the hero in the story. Number 2 of the series became a hit in the theater box. That was another film. There was another film called The Legend of a Swordsman, or sometimes known as Dongfang Bubai, translated as The East is Invincible. Also a hit in the theater box. They were still available in DVD. They even do it in English now. Those movies were played by Jet Li as the hero. His technique in Chinese martial arts is recognized as one of the very best. In addition, Xu Ha, the film director, is also one of the very best in Asia. So plus other reasons for the hit. Movie is a visual art of combined efforts. It is a joint effort of many talents and experts. They all work together to make a product, the film or the movie. Let me take the movies of Once Upon a Time in China as an example. Besides the famous director Xu He, the stars, including Jet Li, Guan Jilin, Donnie Yen, they are famous actors and actresses. Jet Li is good at his Chinese martial art. Miss Kwan is known for her beautiful profile. Donnie Yen, another expert in Chinese martial art, was also trained in Beijing, China, during his teenage. Plus, he has a mother who, I don't know if anyone knows this. Plus, he has a mother who opens a martial arts school in Boston, Massachusetts. His fight against Jet Li in a stick combat is still being rated as classical. In addition, the director for art designs, dressing, photography, and editing were among the best in Hong Kong when the films were made. I should also mention the song for those films were also popular because they were written by a famous songwriter, Wang Jing. He passed away a couple of years ago. And sung by Lin Jiqiang, who is also a popular singer. Last, not the least, I should mention Yuan Huoping, the director of action. His work is in directing the action in the American movie named Matrix, make him internationally known. I was involved in screenplay writing. My participation in such a combined effort was not significant. I was the less known and the fortunate one to be included in those movies. What I try to point out is that screenplay writing is but a part of a joint effort in the movie making. Sometimes it is important because it's necessary. The fact is that all the movies before they were made, there must be a screenplay. However, the reality gave another impression. No matter it was before the movie made or after the movie was made, No matter it was a big hit at the theater box during the time or after, the credit went to the film director and the stars. No audience would remember, and it's also no need and no fun to remember who was the screenplay writer for the movie. That is the reality for screenplay writer in movie business. They are not important. So, what does a screenplay writer do? He writes a screenplay for a movie, simple, right? Or, be more specific, he needs to write the entire story on paper for movie making and let the director and stars, plus other participants in the business, to turn it into a film, a movie. So you see, it is the first step in the filmmaking. That is almost, he needs to start from nothing to something. That it's worth of putting a lot of people and money to finish it. I use the adjective almost in the sentence because occasionally some of the film directors would give you some idea for a story or a theme that he wants you to write. For example, he might want to do a certain movie which tells a story on a particular subject. He would let you know his intention and ask you to get material along the line. So you get hints from a story before you start. That is one possibility. And sometimes, as a screenplay writer, you have some idea for a certain story. So you wrote it and then present it to film director or someone who would like to put out big money for it. I mean a film executive who wants it to be filmed. So that is another possibility on how it is done. I did both. For some, they were entirely my own idea. For others, there were hints I received from the director or executive before I wrote. In general, a screenplay needs to be examined, be agreed upon by three groups of concerned people. The first group is the film director or the production executive who formed the decision-making for the film. They have to like it and agree to use it for making the movie. The second group is the staff who represent the working force for the making. They would read it and raise questions related to their specific field. Sometimes the script needs to revise a bit here and there for whatever reason until they all think it could be done and preparing for it. The third group is the stars, usually the major stars. They would be given the script and the knowledge. They would do it or not. They, for different reasons, sometimes ask revision. Something to add or to omit. They make demands for themselves, more parts, more dialogues, and so on. A screenplay is not done until every party involved, voicing their opinion and the writer has made adjustments. This is a routine procedure before it begins to plan for filming. The writer is there to make every single revision according to a decision that made by the director and the executive. For reasons of budget, demands of the stars, difficulty of the stunts, and even filming locations, sometimes it needs changes. When all goes well, it goes for joy. A screenplay will be broken down to scenes, and someone will draw pictures of them, scene by scene. Staff from Department of Fine Art and Costume fills in their designs. For a screenplay writer, it is the end of the first part of his participation. I say first part. There will be a second part of his contracted duty. Let me explain again. I'm here talking about the filmmaking in the 90s in Hong Kong, not in the Hollywood of the United States. I guess they might have a different system. There were extra duties for a screenplay writer in Asia. My time and my experience in the 90s have the following two extra duties to perform as a screenplay writer. One, we have to work at the filming field to help practice and to remind the major stars for their dialogue in the scene. And sometimes, for whatever reason, to make revising according to the decision of the film director on the spot. So you see, the writing is continuing. It's not final. Not yet. Two, when filming is done, we work alongside with the director again in the recording room. As a screenplay writer, his duty is to assist the director in this process. Let me explain a bit here. For filmmaking in Hong Kong, it was not during the actual recording in the field. It was done afterward in the recording room, scene by scene, line by line. Here the actor were really talking and recorded according to what has been filmed. The most challenging part of the writer would be to revise the length of a dialogue when it was found it did not match the movement of the actor's lip or mouth, making adjustments that became the name of the recording game. To make it work, to fit the length without distorting the dialogue. So you see, the duty of a screenplay writer is not just how good you could write the story. In addition, besides using your imagination, you need to write fast, constantly accepting demands and orders, working day and night when it's filming and recording throughout the entire process of such a making until it is done. You have to accept and convince yourself that it is a combined art of joy efforts. Throughout the whole process, the film director has the power over all, probably for the same reason the audiences only remember him. In general, a movie could be done in 6 months. Some even shorter than that, and some took longer days, of course. Besides the contents of the story, there's one important requirement for a screenplay. It is the length of the entire story. Since it's for a movie, it will follow the time pattern of a movie length. In Hong Kong, it was usually 90 minutes. Some aimed for international market and they were lengthened to 120 minutes. That is 2 hours. So it is also the length of a U.S. movie. It is also a customer practice for a screenplay writer to write one page for 1 minute length. That is to say, if you write for a 90-minute movie, you should have a 90-page story. For the same reason, a 120-minute movie, a 120-page story. I have done both patterns in the past according to the need of a proposed project. It was not a difficult rule to follow. Another important thing about a screenplay is that there are actually two forms of screenplay writing. One is called the literary form. The other called the filming form. It's usually an understood between the screenplay writer and the film director that the former writes for the literary form and the latter turns it into a filming form. Filming requires technical terms and it proceeds on scene by scene with the camera. I did mine in literary forms. I took it that for different film directors, each has his own particular style of interpretation. I left it up to them to do what he wants for his own talent. What is really essential for a screenplay in the script is that it should include time, characters, and location for each scene. Then you must put in dialogue, attitude, and action of the actors, plus a concise description of background on location. Those are the basics. There are many well-known screenplay published. You can get copy from bookstore and study them for details. The thing to remember is that you should plot your story length according to the demand. Therefore, you should know from the start to be very sure it is a 90-minute movie or 120-minute movie. Since different time length will surely turn the story part, either longer or shorter, 30 minutes difference means 30 pages more in screenplay writing. Plot the opening and conflict. Develop the happiness and sadness. Entering the climax in the right time so that there will be enough pages to pick the showdown before it is ended. I mean the timing should be controlled according to the length. Secondly, I want to emphasize that the opening is important for a movie. I was told that a good movie should draw the attention of an audience in the first 10 to 15 minutes of its presentation. Within that limited time, you should introduce to the audience who is the hero or heroine of the story you are telling, and including what does he or she want, in order to make audience getting interest. A screenplay writer should provide them with enough information for them to understand what was the main problem the hero is facing. For example, if we set up a very tall building is on fire halfway in between, and the hero who live on the top floor want to get out. Then, for story purpose, you have a dramatic situation. A hero and what he wants. It is very simple. Or let me change a subject, say, boy meets girl. Boy likes girl, and so he tries everything he can to get the girl. In those 15 minutes, it's your job to make the audience either to identify themselves as the hero in the story, or to care about his situation between life and death. And in a screenplay writing, you don't have to spend too much time in tossing your words and sentences. There's a main difference between a screenplay and a piece of literature. It is not meant to be read and reread by a million of readers. When filming is done, a screenplay becomes obsolete. In a normal case, it will be discarded. For those that have become textbook, it's very unusual. People write a screenplay to have it made into movie, not to aim for becoming a teaching material. Of course, it would be nice if it achieves both. What I try to say here is that don't label yourself for choosing the right adjective or word. It's not worth, because for a lot of time it would be changed again and again until you could no longer remember how many times. They were no longer your babies. Parts will be added or omitted, like it or not. It became the part of a combined effort. That belongs to a group of talented people. You could not claim it was all yours. For better or for worse, it sometimes carry your name. I worked as a screenplay writer for years. In the beginning, I had contracts. At later year, I was freelancing. Some screenplay I did it on others' suggestion. Some I did it totally on my own. There were also adaptations. The movie I mentioned, The Legend of Swordsman, was an adaptation from a novel by Kim Yong. The result of my screenplays ended in three different ways. One, I did the writing. It was filmed. I got paid, and I was credited. Two, everything went the same. I wrote the script. I took the pay, except that I was not credited when it was released. Three, the script was completed and I was paid either totally or partially and remained pending to be making into a movie. Those are the three situations. In short, the fate of a screenplay would be varied, and the owner in my being also varied. It was normal. I guess the biggest satisfaction of being a screenplay writer was the higher pay that he received. I think there's not much of satisfaction from the works. For one thing, they are asked to change so often before it's finally done. For another reason, very few audience remember your name as the screenplay writer, even if it becomes successful. I have said it from the very beginning, a movie, good or bad, is always associated with the director and the stars. Then I changed my profession. I wrote novels. So when a novel is published, I can say state his mind. There's a similarity as well as differences between novel and screenplays at various levels. The similarity I would talk about is that they both need to tell a story. The difference lies on the method of expression, even at literary terms. Novel as a form of literature has a long history. There's no need for me to elaborate. There's nothing I should add. As to screenplay for a movie, it also exists for nearly 100 years. Many universities offer classes for that, and I have no intention to comment on the subject. What I would like to talk about is my experience as a screenplay writer. It was for years my profession. I wrote screenplay, but I did not learn my skill from college. I just did what I was asked. So today, there's no secret formula of any kind for me to reveal to the audience here. I will tell you to use common sense. Let me examine the similarity of the two. What is a story? What is its purpose? In my opinion, story deals with experience or account of a human being. It's always someone who wants to do something for a reason. The thing that he wants to do must be difficult. And in a story, things happen rather strangely. Yet, he survives at the end. He succeeds and gets the things he wants. That is what we call drama. Or it will be called comedy if you add a happy or comical tone throughout the plot. Another type of story is that someone wishes to do one of the things in life, but somehow he is always out of luck or due to a wrong decision or judgment, he fails. So the story concludes rather tragically. It has a sad note at the end. We should always remember, regardless of comedy or tragedy, a story contains three elements: character, plot, and a theme. These are the basics of a story structure. I don't think I need to get into detail with those elements. That is the lecture, I believe, of 101 that they teach at college classes. The difference between novel and screenplay is the weight of their expression. It is the means it uses to convey. To keep it simple, I would say that they both using words to tell a story, yet for a novel, words are the final medium for the reader to receive and then to stimulate his imagination. On the other hand, words in the screenplay are tools or instructions for actor and camera to prepare and capture sequence of moving images. And the result of those pictures will eventually inspire audience to form their own story in their head when a finished product for a movie is viewed. So the function of words are somehow different. For novels, words are direct stimulus. For screenplay, words are indirect, and as I see them, are using as means to guide a process of creating visual effects. Because movies are sequence of pictures. As time goes by, we now add dialogues, actions, and other songs to make it more taming to audience. That's the difference. To write either one, each has its difficult. Simply speaking, it depends on the writer's ability to master words, especially novel. The writer's skill of using word is essential. As for screenplay, that becomes secondary. This is because movie is a combined art. Besides picture or images, we have other things to assist us to complete the creative process. Lots of help. So are restrictions. I have read a story somewhere about Ernest Hemingway on writing a screenplay I would like to bring up. It was reported he was once approached by Hollywood to do a screenplay for a movie. His answer to that high-paid offer was that he only accustomed to develop and write story with character, and he was not sure he knew how to do it with pictures. So he said he preferred to keep doing what he knew best and refused to take the job. We all knew that he was awarded a Nobel Prize for Literature in 1954. There's another story I would like to add regarding writing screenplay. Before F. Scott Fitzgerald died, he was a screenplay writer employed at Hollywood. It was said that he wrote a number of screenplays, but only one was made into a movie, and it was not a success. During the same time, he was writing his unfinished novel called The Last Tycoon. Even it is unfinished. Today, it is published, and some readers even consider it as one of his major works. He wrote Gatsby, Tender is the Night, we all know. What I want to point out is that writing novel or screenplay can be a different thing, even for famous writers. The biggest difference is the user's image. To write about or to show one's thought or emotion through pictures has been the most challenging technique for writers of screenplay. It's not easy to show a relationship between people to people or people to things by means of pictures. Yet, in a novel, it's easy and can be done by words alone. However, when there's no better solution, we use dialogue. That is why we have seen a lot of earlier movies often using dialogue to tell story inside a movie story. That is the cheapest way and the easiest way, but not the best way. In general, the effect is not as good as using images. Today, if a movie relies on two-person talking to each other to carry on details on screen, most of us will switch channels if you're watching TV. In writing a screenplay, we ask to tell a story by showing pictures whenever possible. That is the key, to tell a story by not by telling, but by showing. How? Let me give you some examples. They are obvious and simple, just to illustrate the point. Example one. We have all seen the movie called Braveheart. In this epic story, there's a simple sequence to show the feeling between a boy and a girl by using the picture of a flower. When the boy's father was killed at the end of a funeral, the girl stepped out and plucked a growing flower from the ground, handed it to the boy. The boy kept it, and it was dry and preserved very nicely. Then it was revealed again when he grew up and returned to the village. So he found and gave the well-kept flower to the girl. She smiled. We all knew that, what it means. That is to show this mutual feeling of two persons with a common object. Not a single word, but it's clear. That is the technique by showing, not telling. Example two. Let me give you another example. We have all seen the movie called Jaws. It's a horror movie about the appearance of big white shark near a resort. From the surface at the sea, the water was blue and floating. There was nothing to be scary because the audience could not see the danger. The big white shark was nowhere in sight. To change the situation, to being in horror, the writer introduced a particular sound to hint the coming of the deadly shark. The sound increased from a distance to closer and closer to give a sense of urgency. Although we did not see the white shark, we all felt that it was really coming at you from the bottom of the sea. That is another technique in movie by using other objects. This time it's the sound to arouse a common fear from the audience. Yet I want to point out, when the sound was used the first time, the audience might not be aware of the purpose. So you must show it for more than once in the movie. Usually it is the third time it really worked out the best. So as a rule, when used, try to repeat it at least three times. Example three. There's a classic movie called Citizen Kane. It tells a story of successful businessmen, but it's also a mystery. As it opened, the man died at his old age. Before he passed away, he kept mumble on something of a rosebud. So the story retracts. On the one hand, it shows the life of this man, and on the other, it attempt to track down what was the secret of this rosebud. At the very end, the story was about to finish, and his belongings were being burned. Among those unwanted things, the secret quietly presented to us with pictures, no word. It was a rosebud occupying the entire screen. It was a picture of the rosebud vividly painted on a slate, snow slate, among his childhood toys. The old man, before he died, missed the happiness of his boyhood. This is the technique to show and not to tell. Let me give another example. Example four. Recently, I saw a new movie. It was a thriller starring Dakota Fanning and the famous girl actress and Robert De Niro. It's called High and seek. In this scary movie, the girl lived with his father in a remote farmhouse. As the story began, they were playing a psychological game to fool the audience. Then, little by little, we found out that the father had a mental problem and he had a split personality. As it revealed at the end, he not only murdered his wife, but also wanted to harm the little daughter. However, the girl was rescued as the man got killed. The last scene song, the girl living with her new foster mother, and she drew a picture at the breakfast table before school. It was herself in her drawing, a girl with two heads on her shoulders. This is the technique to sew, not tell. We all got the message that the girl also has double personality disorder. Very effective, very simple. Let us move on to something else. Stories are plots. Plots are many. Plots are what attracts reader and audience. A lot of people wrote books to talk about plots. The most famous one is the one called The 36 Dramatic Situations. It is said that in the book, the author has studied all the stories in the world, Western and Eastern, old and modern, before he finally sums up all the situations for a story in his book. Yet, 36 is a big number. So someone tried to reduce the number to 20. Others make other suggestions. After all, it's just a game of grouping and regrouping of all situations. For my own purpose, I like to group them into four categories. I have named them 1, dream, 2, devil, 3, changing, 4, mystery. And I kept them under one single heading, the mission. You might recall I have said it earlier that stories are a kind of person doing one task. How he did it, how does he go about it? What is the result? Is he successful or he failed? That's all it really matters in the telling of a single story. The person in the story is the hero. The task is his dramatic mission. And the result is the ending. To give you some of the known example, for instance, in dreams, it can be also adventures, like Alice in Wonderland. And also an adventure, such as Timeline, another movie, or books, a book also. In devils, it can be disaster, like the jar, I mentioned that before, or the exorcist. That's scary also. In changing, it can be the maturation of a character, like in Gone with the Wind, the heroine change mentally, or the fly, F-L-Y, fly. The hero change physically. In mystery, it can be a searching or a secret, like in The Name of the Roses and Citizen Kane, as I mentioned before. And if, only if you could not fit your story into any of the four, use mission. Don't forget, in any story, there's always a mission for for the hero to accomplish. So it's simple. Let me repeat them again. A dream is a strange encounter. A devil is for the hero to conquer and kill. A changing is a character growth. A mystery is to catch a murderer's cold-blooded killer. Those are plots. The real problem is to show your talent on how it happened. That includes what is the situation, how does it develop and changing, and why and how, and most important, who is the hero of the story. I always stress that stories are accounts of interest people. Even if it's about animal or a tiny ant, A-N-T, it is a personification of human. It is either he or I. From that, we have a character, the hero. Then we will talk about his interest D. The D, or call it the task of the hero, must be something unusual. Otherwise, it will not be interesting. If it's no fun, then no one wants to listen to you. So selecting an interest subject for a story is very important. Then you pay attention to how it ends. Regardless if it's a glory or a failure, or he is being right or wrong, it is the ending that makes up part of the entire story. How to construct the whole process? What is the trick? You should just ask yourself these three questions. One, who is the hero? Two, what does he want? Three, how does it end? I normally do it the other way around. I reverse the question by asking myself, how does it end first? Then I come up with a specific answer. For instance, I said he was successfully escaped from a life and death disaster. Then the next question is why? Why he has to run in the story? The answer, because the building is on fire, right? I set an example before. Here you go. You have a situation and a task for the hero. So you keep asking a why and answer it with a because. You build the plots. Big plots or small plots are the same. That is the technique I use. Simple. Everyone can do it. In the end, creating is personal. It reflects who you are and what you are as an artist. I believe there's no fixed way for writing a screenplay or a novel. Let me just quote a Chinese popular saying, it states, do it like Chinese egg fairy crossing the high sea. 划生过海. That means do whatever and however you can. Bring out your talent. Write anything you want. Use your own tool and your own standard. It is just like a fish swimming in an open sea or a bird flying in a blue sky. Don't restrain yourself. Think about an if. Treat it like a proposition. Build it with questions by answers. Repeat the process until you have the answer you really want. Those answers, make sense or not, becomes plots. They will come out either consciously or unconsciously. Depends on your luck and talent. Those were my experiences. I think I stop right here. Thank you.